Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Brutally Honest Podcast. I'm Puff.
I'm Scalza.
We come to you on a Tuesday this week with the NHL and NBA playoffs in full effect. Good games this weekend, I gotta say. Started off with the Warriors and the Spurs. The Warriors beat them handily, 113-92. Then the next game on
Spurs are trash.
Yeah, the Spurs are, they're done.
Kawhi's moving on.
Pop's been throwing shade all week.
Pop's been throwing temper tantrums. It's over.
That love affair is over. And it'll be interesting to talk about that in the next couple months, where his locations will be.
With LeBron.
Who knows? Moving on, the Raptors handled the Wizards, 114-106. The 76ers beat the Heat in game one, 130-103. But D-Wade put on a show last night.
D-Wade held it down for
held it down for the city in Philly.
Fuck
and got
Philly.
Miami to tie it up at 1-1.
Yes, I'm so happy. I do not want to see Philly.
I think last night proved that, you know, they're not ready yet.
No.
D-Wade dropped 21 in the first half and ended the game with 28 points. I think he missed about four shots the whole game.
It was an incredible first half.
Yeah.
He was playing out of his mind.
He hit the basically the dagger in the hearts of the Sixers last night. Looked right at Kevin Hart and AI. And AI was like, you're a bad motherfucker. It's the truth. D-Wade was clutch as ever last night. The Pelicans beat the Trailblazers in a close one, 97-95. They play tonight. Again, Pelicans lead 1-0.
Go Blazers.
Anthony Davis was a one-man show. Rondo, always clutch in the playoffs. Always puts on good performances.
The dish master.
Absolutely.
I'm all in on the Blazers, though.
That is going to be a really close series the whole way through. But
I'm saying all in all the way.
All in all the way.
Western Conference Final, where they might lose to Houston.
Who knows? They might not even make it out of this round, dude.
Shut up.
I'm just saying. Cavs might not make it out of this round, but we'll get there in a second.
That's more likely.
I don't know about that. The Celtics beat the Bucks.
Barely,
but 113-107.
Giannis is going to take that to 7.
He's got to get it done. The Pacers beat the shit out of the Cavs.
That was ugly.
That was
at home.
At home.
Well, the
Cavaliers played terrible.
Yeah. LeBron pretty much gave up in the fourth.
Well, LeBron didn't shoot the ball at all in the first. He literally just was passing the ball, and they live and die by the three, and the three wasn't falling. And that just can't happen. LeBron's got to turn on the switch. It's go time.
Yeah, no doubt. LeBron needs to show up. He needs to take over the game.
They're in a must-win situation. They play again Wednesday night. They got to get it done. It was just disgusting. Unbelievable. I'm at a loss for words, honestly. I just couldn't believe how bad it was.
They looked about as good as a high school basketball team.
I mean,
playing the Pacers.
They looked terrible. They looked like they didn't belong with the Pacers.
No, they looked like they made
Victor Oladipo look like he's the best player in the league.
They looked like LeBron James is LeBron James and everyone else should be in the fucking G League.
Yeah, true. True. Moving on. The Thunder beat the Jazz. Took a 1-0
lead
in their series.
Yeah, I think the Jazz are still a little too young.
Of course, but who knows? The Jazz could get one. I think takes that.
It's possible.
The interesting series is the Rockets and the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
Because the Tibbs looked pretty good up until the end.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm all about... The Tibbs have two top 10 players. Well, one's a top 5 player. And Jimmy Butler's a top 10 player at his position.
It was only a 3-point loss, so, I mean, Who knows what's going to happen in game two.
Derrick Rose needs to dish the ball more instead of shooting it, though.
I expect it to be a close one as well. And then as you guys know, as we said before, the Warriors played the Spurs in the first game, and they played last night, and it's just not looking good for the Spurs at this point. They look done.
Warriors are just trashing on them.
It's an odd situation because I don't know if you saw it, but Pop was talking about LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yeah, and how he's there for his teammates.
Yeah, and all that. And that was a dig at, an absolute shot right at
Kawhi
Leonard. I mean, there's no other way to put that. That was literally a shot right at his chest.
That was just a fuck you.
It was a boom, boom. Don't peace. I mean, I guess he's got a point. I don't really know what's going on. I mean, nobody really knows what's going on except them. Just a really, really odd situation.
I've never seen Pop act like that.
I mean, Pop's always
thrown
standoffish
shade
with the media.
Yeah, but he's never just thrown shade at one of his.
I've never seen him throw shade.
Like a
while
kid
complimenting
who,
somebody else.
Like a kid who won him a championship, and he's just like, "Yep."
Well, I think Tim Duncan won him that championship. Kawhi was a part of the team.
Okay, Kawhi played shutdown defense.
100%, he did, but it wasn't like Kawhi single-handedly won him the championship.
No, but Kawhi was part of one of his winning teams where he shut down the greatest player possibly to ever play the game in LeBron James.
I mean, I think he might be a Laker next year.
Who?
Kawhi.
Yeah,
and
so
possibly
LeBron.
LeBron.
Yeah, I was going to say LeBron and him are going to L.A.
Or Houston if Houston doesn't make the final.
Houston's going to make the final.
Like, say if somehow Houston were to lose this series, right? Probably
okay.
Not going to happen, but say they do, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could book the LeBron James ticket to Houston.
Yeah.
100%. Mm-hmm. Like, if they get a first round out, that looks perfect for LeBron. LeBron's going to a team that
couldn't even get out of the first round.
That's what I mean. Like, him, CP3. I mean, dude, CP3 didn't have that good of a game, the first one.
No,
like,
I saw.
The playoff jitters for CP3 seem to be a real thing.
Oh, and because he knows this is a year that he has to show
he
the
has
fuck
to.
Up.
He has to show up.
He has no excuses.
Absolutely no excuses. I mean, he had a decent game, but like he should have had a way better game,
better. They're playing the T-Wolves, correct? Yeah.
Yes. They only beat them by 3 points.
Yeah, I know. I saw some of the game. The T-Wolves are a good team, though. Playing the T-Wolves is like playing realistically like a 4 seed, not an 8 seed.
I mean, D'Antoni did say that. He literally said he's like. They were the 3 seed before Jimmy Butler got hurt. It's not now he's back. It's not like we're playing an actual 8 seed. We're playing a 3 seed. It's like we're still playing the 3 seed, which I mean he does have a point.
They're better than the Blazers possibly. So yeah.
Well, they're better than the Jazz too.
Yeah,
they're better than the Jazz.
I don't know how the Jazz.
They're better than the Pelicans.
Oh yeah, no duh. Anthony Davis carries.
They're better than the
team.
Spurs, and they're behind all those teams. So I mean,
if Boogie was still healthy, though, I'd love to see that Pelicans team play.
Oh, that team would go deep. 100%.
Rondo dishing the ball
to either one of those guys,
yeah.
They'd be deadly. That's a deadly combination. And I mean, going back to the Eastern Conference and the Bucks-Celtics game, I mean that one. Came down to the wire, too. Celtics made a clutch shot with, like, 0.5 seconds left.
And then Chris Middleton hit one with, like, 0.3 seconds left.
No, well, when that kid, with the kid from Boston hit the shot.
Terry Rozier.
Yeah, I was going to say his name was escaping my mind. He hit it, and when he hit it, there was only 0.5 seconds left. That was all that was left on the clock. And then...
No, I know.
Chris Middleton shot
he got the
it,
inbound and shot it at like
just
0.3.
Threw it right up,
yeah.
The Bucks should win this series.
I hope they do.
The Celtics are down their two best players.
Yeah. They have young talent, though.
Yeah, I know they have the young talent, but Giannis
needs to show where he's at.
Yeah, he needs to show up. He really does. He needs to. They should have won. Well, first off, they should have won that first game. Set the tone for the series.
Yeah.
That didn't happen. Trying to figure out who's playing tonight. I believe the Blazers are playing tonight.
Yeah, they are.
I'm not sure what Eastern Conference team plays tonight.
Probably Boston.
Yeah, we'll know in a second here. But, no, it's the, yeah, well, yeah, there's actually three games on tonight. You got the Wizards and the Raptors, the Bucks and the Celtics. Well, the Wizards and Raptors play at 7, Bucks and Celtics at 8, and the Pelicans and Trail Blazers at 10:30. I'm going to watch all three of those.
Yeah, they're going to, yeah, I'm
they're all going to be good games.
I'm definitely watching the Blazers.
Mm-hmm, all going to be good games. We'll get back to basketball in a second. Let's move on to the NHL because the NHL playoffs are in full swing.
Yeah, it's definitely not the Caps year.
Definitely not the Caps year, but before we get into all that, read off how some of the series began. The first series we got was the Maple Leafs and the Bruins handled them.
Bruins lost last night.
They did lose last night. The series is now 2-1. The Bruins won the first two games of the series at home. Now they're in Toronto. But there was a bad call in the third period. I don't know if you saw it.
No, I didn't see it.
One of the Toronto players got hurt, and Boston was on a power play, and they were going into the attacking zone, and the ref stopped the play dead. It was a terrible call. You can't be making those mistakes.
Yeah.
As a ref, you can't be making those mistakes. Blue Jackets won their first two games in Washington. They lead the series 2-0.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
You can't lose to the Penguins if you don't make it to the second round.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they're thinking, is I'm guessing.
Fuck it.
We don't want to play Sidney Crosby, so we'll just lose in the first round to the Blue Jackets and blame it on a shitty goalie.
The Preds are handling their series. I think the series is, let me see here. Their series, I believe, might be tied up. Not too sure.
The Devils are getting their heads kicked
in by the
fucking Lightning.
The Kings are also getting their heads kicked in. They're down 3-0.
To Vegas, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Winnipeg's been playing pretty good. They lead their series. Now, the Penguins-Flyers series is very interesting because everyone expected.
When do they play again?
Penguins-Flyers?
Yeah.
Wednesday. Same day as the Caps, so I'm pretty stoked about that. But
that's been that way, isn't it?
What?
They've played on the same day for, like, the past couple days, right?
Well, usually with basketball, I don't know, like, they usually get, like, 2 days in between. Usually you get 1 day in between in hockey, and then, like, after, like, two games, you get 2 days in between, a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
But, all right, so the Penguins play the first game, and they killed them, 7-0. It was a performance of a lifetime. Sidney Crosby had, like, 3 points that game. He was putting on a show. Everybody was fucking scoring. He's batting pucks out of the air as they're coming past him. It was fucking insane. And then Flyers kicked ass the next game, 5-1. I think the Penguins thought that they were going to just lay down for them. I don't know. But then the Penguins handled them the next game. And now I think 4-1. And now 4-1 or 5-1. It might have been 5-1. Not sure. But and now the Penguins are back in control of the series. I think the Penguins are going to win it out here. I think they know they got to win it out, get into the next round, stay fresh. I mean, if the Caps don't make it, bro, that just makes the Penguins' road to the Stanley Cup easier.
Yeah, until they meet Tampa Bay.
Well, Tampa Bay, they're going to probably meet in the semis. But even if they meet...
Who do you think they'll play in the East Final, Bruins?
Yeah, actually, I don't know how that'll shake out. Let me go up here, look, because I have the bracket.
Well, it's the Bruins, Toronto, Tampa Bay, and Devils on one side, and then Caps, Penguins.
Here, I'll literally let you know in about 2 seconds. So Tampa, New Jersey. So depending on who wins that series. Tampa's going to win their series, and then Boston's probably going to come out against Toronto, so then Tampa and Boston would play.
Yeah, and if you think Tampa's not going to...
I mean, dude, you don't know. Tampa and Boston?
Well, I'm asking you what you think.
Dude, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I really don't know. Those two teams are very evenly matched. That's a seven-game series. If the Penguins play Columbus, they beat them in five. So then that puts the Penguins right into the... Like the Penguins are really set up to literally play one hard series to get to the Stanley Cup.
Well, yeah, because the fucking one seed shit in the bed this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, because the one seed is Tampa.
What's the Caps 2?
Well, actually, it goes based on division.
That's what I thought. And yeah. They're the one in the, not the Atlantic, whatever the other one is.
Well, yeah, Washington was one, Tampa was one in their, like, division.
That, okay, motherfucker, that's what I said.
Yeah, my bad. I always forget that hockey does it that way. But, I mean, the Penguins are poised to... I mean, Washington could easily win the next four games. Like, they should. They're a better hockey team than Columbus. But if they do not, Pens got an easy road to the Stanley Cup. But then a juggernaut's going to come out of the West, like Nashville or...
What about Vegas?
Vegas is a good team, but they're a good team. The Predators could beat the Penguins.
Yeah, you think?
I think so. And especially if they play the Penguins again in the finals, they're going to want that one back. You don't want to lose twice, like, to the same team. It was the same drive that the Penguins had in 09 when they had to play Detroit again. You don't want to lose to the same team two Stanley Cup finals in a row. That hurts.
Yeah, no, that does hurt.
But Vegas is... I'm surprised. I thought they were going to have a decent series with Los Angeles. But Vegas...
See, I thought they were taking it in five. So, I mean, fuck. If they take it in four, one game off.
Columbus is the real shocker.
Yeah, no. Caps losing two games in a row to Columbus.
At home
to Columbus is just pathetic.
It's unbelievable.
You got to win one of those games.
You have to. How don't you?
That's like fucking Chicago shitting out last year.
Well, they have a lot of problems going on there. They're a mess right now.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, but that's what happened
to
them last year.
You can see them moving some big names. I'm serious.
Yeah, you think Kane and Taze are on the move?
Possibly Kane or... I would say Kane, most likely.
Yeah, you don't think they dish Taze?
He's like heart and soul. Kane is too, but Kane, you'd get more for Kane than you would for Taze.
Hossa retired, right?
Maybe.
I think he did.
You think he did? I'm not sure. I literally have no idea.
Pretty sure he retired.
Oh, well, we're going to move on now to the NFL, because there has been some big NFL news. Then we'll talk a little UFC towards the end. Or would you rather talk UFC right now?
Dimmick wants
for UFC,
so we'll talk UFC.
I don't know if you watched the card this weekend, but I watched Gaethje and Poirier fight.
Yeah.
It was a great fight, dude.
Is Gaethje back or no?
What?
Is Gaethje back or no?
What do you mean, is he back?
Because the last time I watched him fight, he got whopped.
He got whopped again. Poirier knocked him out.
Damn, he's done.
I don't know if that's how he fights, dude. Like,
I know, he's a brawler. He just throws hands.
Dude, it was a great fight. It was fantastic. Kinda got choked out, which was crazy. He's 0-4 since coming back. I mean, Poirier wants a title fight. But Khabib just called out Conor, so you know where that's headed.
Fuck with my bread, you dumb.
What'd you say?
You see Adesanya's tweet?
No, what'd he say?
It was like something about the judges. They should start drug. USADA should drug test the judges.
Oh, absolutely, bro.
They must be high from judging that third round. He's like,
dude, he
said, don't fuck with my bread, cunt, and then said, I'm all about my money, ho. Like, dude, it was just such a funny tweet.
Dude, well, I forgot he finally caught him. I'm so glad you brought him up, dude. Because He dominated that fight. I don't know.
He's a beast.
Right? But listen, it wasn't his best performance. And I think he expected to knock this guy out easy, and this guy just had a big head on his shoulders, big strong chin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if it was a 5-round fight, Adesanya would have knocked him out in the fourth. Like, that guy was on the ropes. But dude, it was a split decision. Someone fucking judged the fight in that other guy's favor. And that guy was fucked. Like, that guy's only defense was to take down Adesanya and, like, land him for, like, 4 minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's all that guy did. Because Adesanya was just having, like, trying out different shit, trying out different moves and all this.
Yeah, he was just beating the shit out of him.
But he's next, bro. He's next. He's a future world champ, 100%.
He's a beast. I love him.
Future world champ, 100%. I see it. I even tweeted that, too. It's like, tune in on Fox right now to watch the future world champ.
Yes.
He's
a beast.
He's a beast. He's like John Jones.
Yeah, he's a long, lengthy motherfucker that just throws nasty
kicks. And he doesn't
like
the comparisons, and but that's who he reminds me of. Like, that's who I thought I was watching, watching a young John Jones fight.
He says he's his own new breed.
He is a new breed.
And you've never seen anything like him. That's what he claims. So, I love him. Ever since I saw him fight on that first card in fucking, where was that? Australia, New Zealand?
Yeah, I have no idea, but I remember that fight.
It was in Perth. We watched, dude, oh my God, that guy's a beast.
He is a beast. So that sets up all that. I mean, he's going to get another fight real quick because he was barely touched. I want to see someone fight someone in the top 15.
Hopefully.
Like, everyone's like, oh, we should slow his roll. He's ready.
Yeah.
Give him someone in the top 10, top 15. Let him fucking smoke them. You want to get that kid in a title fight ASAP. Same thing with, you want to start giving Mike O'Malley.
Sean O'Malley.
Is that, yeah, I don't know why I said
Mike
O'Malley. You want to start giving Sean O'Malley.
Well, he's got like a broken foot or something.
He does.
Shit, doesn't he?
But dude, he puts on a show every time he gets in that cage.
He throws hands too.
You want those guys getting the better fights. Make them or break them.
Adesanya is going to be insane.
Adesanya is a future world champ. 100%.
Robbie Lawler got beat in that 3-round bout, Adesanya
has become my
favorite. I don't know.
Like, Tyron Woodley.
Dude, fuck Woodley.
He's got to defend his belt sometime. I mean, what the fuck's he waiting on?
Did I say Tyron Woodley? Because I meant Robbie Lawler if I said Tyron
Woodley. You said Robbie Lawler, but it immediately just made me think of the welterweight belt that hasn't been defended in like 8 months.
Yeah.
Literally since the John Jones card, because I remember the fight put us to sleep.
And that was
in July. So 8-9 months.
Wow.
Like, that's ridiculous. You need to be stripped.
Yep.
You need to be stripped.
Get him off.
I felt
Fox.
The same way with Conor, dude. Like, a year and a half with the title and no title defenses. Like, at least Robbie Lawler defended it 3 times, but I mean, there were 3 shitty defenses.
God, you mean Tyron Woodley's?
But before we go any further.
You said Robbie Lawler. You meant Tyron Woodley's?
What do you mean? Is that what I said?
You meant Tyron Woodley's defenses, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, Robbie Lawler only, like, defended the belt once or twice, I think, and then got knocked out by T-Wood.
At least he defended a couple of times, even though the fight was, like, they were just boring, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, Conor didn't defend the belt once in, like, a year and a half. Like, we can't be having that.
No.
You need to defend your belt. But before we move on any further, I just want to congratulate Matt Dimmick reaching tier 100.
John Wick. We got a John Wick in here.
We got a John Wick in the building.
No bot tiers. Grinded. Every single bit. Go to those challenges.
Did those tiers.
Oh, complete 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He's working on week 8, folks. Now we got the special glider challenges. Oh, he's a hot boy now.
He's grinding it out.
All right, anyways, back to sports.
Moving back into the sports part of the podcast. NFL news. Big news last week. Last Friday, gals. Dez Bryant is out.
Weapon X.
He's gone. He is no longer a Dallas Cowboy.
Welcome to New York Giants.
He's not getting signed by the Giants.
Yup.
No, he's not.
Yup.
No, that's a joke.
They need a receiver.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
They need to pay Odell because does cost too much. And
Odell's walking, dude. What are you?
No, he's not. He can't walk. He's got a contract.
Yeah, I mean walking as he's walking fucking away from the league for a year and then coming back.
No, he's not.
We'll see.
That makes no sense. Why? Why is he walking away from the league for a year?
Well, he said, if I don't get paid, I'm not stepping on the field. I'll just retire for a year.
Trust me, he's stepping on the field.
We'll see. They're going to pay him a stupid amount of money, and he's still going to be fragile.
Exactly, and they're not going to pay Dez, because Dez is going to get signed by the shitty Baltimore Ravens.
Good for him. RG-Knee throwing him the ball.
Well, RG-Knee's not going to be throwing him the ball.
Elite Joe Flacco.
Elite Joe Flacco, exactly. He'll be throwing him the ball. But I just want to put something to rest here on the show. Don't tell me Dez loved wearing the star more than any other player when the first thing he did was released, when he was released, was he said he wanted to play for teams in the NFC East. Guys who love playing for the star wouldn't do that. I saw some guy tweeting that. It was like, Dez Bryant loves wearing the star more than anybody else. That's a bunch of bullshit. A bunch of dog shit.
Well, I agree with Dez. Fuck the Cowboys.
Okay,
bro.
Well, whatever. That's just because you don't like the Cowboys. But, like, what has he done there since he's got paid?
I don't know. Nothing. I don't know his stats.
Terrible.
I also don't pay attention to the Cowboys because fuck the Cowboys.
Ever since he was given the...
I mean, he was dropping a lot of passes.
He was dropping... Dude, he had, like, he had the most dropped passes, like, the last 3 years.
Nope, Amari did last year.
Okay, well.
And then Julian Edelman had the most in.
Actually, no, I'm sorry. It wasn't the amount of drops. It was the percentage, like, of balls thrown to drops. Dez was, like, 50-some percent. Like, it was ridiculous.
Because Amari had the most last year, and then Edelman had the most the year before that.
Is what it is. Glad he's gone. I won't miss him one bit. It's time to move on in Dallas. The Patriot drama continues as Gronk and Brady are both not attending workouts, and Gronk is still considering his options. What's going on in Patriot land, Scouse?
WWE.
Let's be serious here.
All right.
He's not going to the WWE. Not yet, at least.
Maybe in a year or two. Gronk, I don't know what he's doing.
What's going on with that whole situation?
In New England?
Yeah.
I mean, you know Tom Brady's going to eventually show up.
Oh, well, yeah, he's going to 100% show up. But it seems like the players and the coach and, you know, Bill Belichick are just at a standoff right now.
It's because everyone thinks it's Tom Brady's team. But Bill Belichick's getting ready for Tom Brady to retire.
Because he is considering drafting Lamar Jackson.
I hope he does.
I hope he does, too. That's great.
That's a good place for that kid to go.
I think it's a great place for him to go. Can learn, develop under Tom Brady. You know, like, mix Tom Brady's game into his. Unbelievable.
Tom Brady will teach him football IQ.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Lamar Jackson's already got the legs. You know what I mean?
Lamar Jackson has the natural talent.
Yeah. But for him to learn how to run defenses under Tom Brady, the sky's the limit. Like, if he could fucking run and throw.
And if he could reduce the amount that he actually has to run. Ugh. Like, if he could just adapt to that, like, get the fuck out the pocket and then find the guy downfield wide open, his game will be unreal.
And just at that last second, if you need to run.
You have the ability?
Yeah. Like, once he gets in the open field, he's hard to touch.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, even though he's skinny.
He's fast.
He's fast, and he's hard to bring down. Like, if you... I understand that he played in the ACC, but, like, you see some of those bigger guys in the ACC try to tackle him, and he just shoots them right off. Like, just pushes them away.
People consider the ACC better than the SEC. So, I mean... What the fuck?
I mean, we both know that's not true.
Oh, yeah, I 100% agree, but I hear retards all the time. I'm sorry.
Damn.
I hear
it so long into the show.
We'll cut that part. I hear stupid
people. Can't cut that part because it's all one thing.
I hear stupid people all the time say that the ACC and the Big Ten are better than the SEC, and it just makes me cringe. It just makes me cringe.
We're trying to improve the language on this show.
Yeah, we're trying to reduce the amount of
profanity because we're working on a potential sponsorship.
Profanity and more than anything else, politically incorrectness.
Not even politically incorrectness. We're literally just not trying to use the R word.
Yeah.
Like, that's like...
That's our goal.
That's our goal.
Every time the R word is used on this podcast, $1 is donated in the Tootsie Roll jar.
I'm not with that. Seems fair. We're working on a potential sponsorship, which we're pretty excited about.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Big news for you guys, too.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Letting you guys know. We're not going to tell you guys who it is with yet until we know for certain.
That's not guaranteed.
It's not guaranteed.
Probably might not even happen.
Probably 95% won't happen because we'll probably listen to one podcast and just be like, wow.
And hear the R words.
Just hear like R word like 4 times in 3 minutes and just be like, yeah, I don't know if this is the best podcast for our company to be associating with. But who knows?
Either way.
We're very excited about that. Yo, I think, I don't know about you, Dimmick, but I think me and you, Scouse.
Yeah.
The next show, mock drafts.
All right.
I don't know if you want to go full 30. We don't really have to. If you just want to do like the first 10 picks.
First 15.
First 15 picks.
Yeah.
Actually, no, because Patriots draft in the 20s.
All right. We'll just do a full first round.
All right, cool. I think we should do that for next show.
All right. And then whoever gets the most gets the money out of the jar. Oh, I'm sorry. Dimmick said it's going to Goodwill.
I was going to say.
It's being donated to the Tootsie Roll.
But even if that, dude, it's like $1.
All right, we'll donate to charity. Yeah. Fuck it.
We'll pull an XX, whatever that guy's name is. He said he was going to donate $100,000 to domestic violence charity and just never did.
Well, yeah, because he probably doesn't have $100,000 to donate to
probably
domestic
not.
Violence charity.
But, I'm excited about the draft.
So am I.
I'm pumped.
Where do you think Saquon's going?
Dude, I've been hearing a lot of, like, nines. Him going to San Francisco, but I think he's getting drafted by the Giants. And if the Giants take a QB, I see him getting taken by Cleveland at the 4 spot. But I also heard this stupid rumor, and I hope it's not true, that the Browns are going to take quarterbacks with the 1st and 4th pick.
I've also heard rumors that the Lions are trying to get that 4th pick for Saquon.
I'm sure they're trying to draft up too. It'll be interesting to see who moves.
You know
where.
The Browns are gonna make some fucking move.
I hope not, dude.
Seems like they always do.
Yo, should probably turn the mic off before you're gonna do that. But anyway, moving on.
Anyways.
So, moving on. Colin Kaepernick had a workout plan with the Seattle Seahawks, and it was canceled because he doesn't know whether he will sit or stand for the national anthem. And at this point...
I thought it was because he said he wasn't going to stand.
No, he doesn't know yet. Like, they asked for an answer, and he, like, didn't want to answer the question, basically.
Gotcha.
If I was him, I would just stand if I want to play football. Still be politically active, but stand.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what his fucking issue is anymore. I get why he did it and everything, but if you really cared about playing football, I don't know.
Like, you can still be an activist, but just don't, like, do the whole, like, stand for the net. Like, just stand. Just stand, play football, get your Adidas contract. Because Adidas wants to sign him.
Really?
Yeah, if he gets onto an NFL team. So, you know, focus on your NFL career. People are going to hate you anyway, whether you stand or don't stand at this point now. You've already become a villain to some people who don't understand what you're trying to achieve. And you just got to go with it, dude. Like, it is ridiculous that he's not in the NFL. And it totally is for political reasons, because he's better than all these backup quarterbacks that are getting signed. Like, if you're telling me no, then you're just a liar. And you're lying to yourself. Let's just be completely honest. You're lying to yourself if you don't think he's better than most of the backup quarterbacks in the league. And it's a shame that you feel that way just because of a political stance that he took.
He's better than some starters in the league.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's better than Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, probably.
Probably better than Joe Flacco.
Nah, Joe Flacco got a ring.
Okay, Joe Flacco got a ring against Colin Kaepernick.
Exactly. Head to head, who's better? Two people left in Fortnite. Joe Flacco got the dub. That's how it went down.
All right, I guess. I guess we'll end it on that Fortnite reference. This has been the Brutally Honest Podcast. Hopefully we'll come to you Sunday, but who knows if the schedules will click out.
No, fuck you, Puff. You know what? We're not ending this on a Fortnite reference. We're ending this on me betting you that the Cavs are going to suck dick again tonight.
Yeah, well, they play tomorrow night, so.
Tomorrow night.
I mean, they possibly could, dude.
I bet you $20 Cavs lose.
I don't really want to bet $20.
Oh, where was all this, you know... Where's all your cockiness from last week? Oh, yeah, Cavs.
Dude, it was taken away from me after that first quarter. When it was taken away from me? When there were 6 minutes left in the quarter and the Cavs had 4 points and the Pacers had, like, 28. And I was just like, oh, okay.
Cavs suck.
Wow. Where's this switch I was told that they were going to turn on? Where's this defensive switch?
Non-existent.
Non-existent is 100%. You know what? I'm a Cavs fan till the end. Even when LeBron leaves his next year, I'll be down for the rebuild. You know, hopefully we can put a decent team on the court. Maybe make the playoffs. Who knows? But I'm a Cavs fan, and I know the rebuild's coming. I know I'm watching the last of LeBron in a Cavs uniform, and I'm going to enjoy it while I still can. And that's just that.
So you're not trying to bet 20 on it?
I mean, to be honest, dude, I was in denial for like half the season. And I was just like, oh, dude, he's going to come back. He's going to come back. Trust me, he's going to come back. He wants to end it in Cleveland. But I no longer feel that way.
Well, yeah, no shit. I told you multiple times that man is not staying in Cleveland.
And after that game, I just knew it. I was like, this is it. I could be watching the last couple games right now in this series.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows at this point?
Taking my talents to South Beach for the playoffs.
He ain't taking his talents to South Beach. He's going to take his talents down to Astro City.
To L.A.
Possibly L.A. Who knows? Who knows where he's going? He could even be Philly, dude.
And that would Fuck
be a,
Philly.
And that would be a killer for me, to be honest. That would really hurt me. That would hurt me on the inside, dude.
How the fuck did the Patriots lose to the Eagles? I'm still pissed about that. Yeah. Like, fuck the Eagles.
Fuck Philly fans. Fuck Philly fans. I'm sorry, guys. No, some of you are my friends.
You suck.
Hate you. Like, I genuinely hate you.
I love busting Philly's fans, though.
Philly's fans?
Yeah.
Well, because the Phillies still suck.
Yeah, exactly.
Once they get good again, they're going to be like, yeah, World Series ring. We're calling the World Series.
Yeah, pretty much. Just like, who did they say?
Oh, well, yeah. I'm a Yankees fan. Yankees, I'm there with you, dude.
Yankees like, fans are douchebags. The evil empire is dude, back. It's championship or bust. We got the best lineup in the MLB, but we're like 6-7 so far this year. People are scared. Nobody's afraid of the Yankees.
Dude, that is going to crackle so many times.
I don't care. I don't even care.
That's going to crackle so many times.
We're still on that low-grade shit.
Yeah, we are still on that low-grade shit.
Did get a tax return, though, so upgrades will be coming soon.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I think it's literally the mics.
It could possibly be.
It's these crappy mics.
Third world mics. That's
third
what
world
we got.
Mics.
That's what we got.
Third world mics. But yeah, Evil Empire.
Suck my dick. Indians in 5.
Okay. Get out of here. But you know who's even worse than Yankees fans?
Who?
I mean, we don't have a lot of them around here. Mets fans.
Mets fans are
because,
funny.
Like, the Mets will win, like, 12. Like, they won. They were, like, had, like, 3 losses to start the season. The Mets were like, we're here. We're finally here. We're back, bitches. And then they won't make the playoffs because the Mets are just trash. And they're a trash organization.
They're not. They're not that trash, though. They have tons of injuries.
Oh, dude, I'm just saying. They usually shit the bed. But what did you say, Dimmick? Oh, every year. They always beat the Phillies, but then they get smoked by the Braves. I mean, they play the Marlins.
Well, was it, like, 2016 they made the series? And they lost.
It was 2015.
They got swept by the Royals, I believe.
Yeah, it was 2015.
Well, there you go. They were almost back.
They were almost back, but then last year they, like, shit the bed so
hard. Well, because Syndergaard fucking... What's that other one's name? DeGrom and fucking David Wright all went down. Those are your two best pitchers and
your best player.
Your franchise player for the last 10 years.
Truth. Who knows? They could possibly be back.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't know. Baseball, it literally comes down, like, you don't know until, like, the last 2 months.
Yeah.
Like, all this really doesn't matter in hindsight.
Yeah, it comes down to fucking...
It's very cool, too, dude.
After the trade deadline.
After July 31st, that's when it, like, picks up. Baseball becomes really important.
Shit gets serious.
Shit gets serious. But, like, dude, I watched a couple games to start the year, and just now I just don't really care.
Well, yeah.
It's hard to watch.
There's 162 of them.
It's too much. Too much baseball. And plus now hockey playoffs and NBA playoffs are on. So,
yeah.
Like, the baseball literally does not matter to me right now. Not until after June. Not until I watch the Penguins raise the Stanley Cup for a third time in a row.
Huh.
Huh. Oh, we just talked about it. They're going back to back to back, baby.
But guess what? Fuck them. Because they're not.
Fuck them? What if they do, bro? What happens if they do? Then it's just going to be, you're going to hear me all
summer. I'm punching
summer,
you in the fucking head.
Next year, I'm going to be like, can they go for 4? 4 in a row.
I'm going to punch you in the head.
Dynasty shit.
I'm literally going to punch you in the head.
Penguins are on some dynasty shit right now.
No, they...
Yeah, they are on some dynasty shit. 3 Stanley Cups in 10 years? Actually, 9 years? That's real shit, Scouse.
3-9. Blackhawks did it in 5. Get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah. But guess what? Guess what the Blackhawks never did?
What?
They never went back to back. They never went back to back. Back to back.
Guess what?
Back to back. And the Penguins are going to win 3 in a row. 3 in a row.
No, they're
three
not.
3 in 3 years, motherfucker.
You are seriously retarded.
You did it again, dude.
$2.
Come on.
$2.
Jesus.
$2. Okay, Puff. It's just funny because, you know, even with LeBron James, every year I hear he's going back to back.
Back to the finals to get smoked by the Warriors. I'm not like, he's okay, last year I thought that they would win the championship again because of how they won the championship the last year. But this year I was like, no champion. Actually, when the roster came out, I was like, dude, they're getting back. This is the best roster he's had. And it was actually the worst roster that he's had in years. It was tough to watch.
On paper, it was the best roster.
Oh, on paper? Like, dude, when we were talking about it in, like, September, like, August, I was like, dude, this team's winning 60 games this year. Him and D-Wade are going to tear it up. Isaiah's going to get healthy, but he was misdiagnosed, and he's going to be suing the – you hear about that?
No.
Misdiagnosed, possibly going to be suing the Boston Celtics team doctors.
What? How'd they misdiagnose it?
Bro, he had to get another surgery.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
Bro, they fucked him out of money. That organization
just fucked him totally.
Like they fucked him out of money and health-wise. Like, they fucked him out of getting a max deal with Boston, right?
Yeah.
And they also fucked him out of getting money anywhere else by misdiagnosing his hip.
That's ridiculous.
So, who knows? Who knows what's happening there? But, all right, we'll be back next week. We'll possibly have a sponsor. We're going to try to hit a pizza place or two this week.
Probably hit one right after this. I'm fucking hungry.
All right, we'll hit one right after this. So, a possible pizza review coming soon. This has been the Brutally Honest Podcast with Skiles and Puff. It's a good episode. Nice long one. I'm happy with it. Hopefully it sounds good, and hopefully you all enjoy. Thank you very much. This has been a Valley Rat Sports Empire production.